Well, we couldn't help but notice the similarity between the slogan used by those who voted to leave the UK, take back our country, and the one that Donald Trump uses, make America great again. Dean Reynolds found a number of parallels between politics in the U.S. and the UK.
Jack McInerney is a Trump delegate from Illinois to next month's national convention and something of an insurgent.
Remember those bumper stickers? Question authority? I like those bumper stickers.
But like many Trump supporters and the candidate himself, this insurance salesman from the Chicago suburbs applauds the British decision to leave the European Union.
Will the establishment in America wake up to what happened?
Oh, yeah, on January 20th next year, when DJT takes the oath of office.
Trump won the Republican primary in Illinois, and in discussions with a number of his supporters, they all applauded the disruptive nature of his campaign, his politically incorrect stands, and the trouble he causes for the political class, just as the vote in Britain made the prime minister quit.
I would be very afraid to be a politician in America today.
Entrepreneur Vito Glazers is a committed Trump supporter.
Do you think that Trump is a manifestation of the skepticism sweeping the country?
Absolutely. I do think that, his message resonates because he is so non-traditional.
Critics say Trump's attacks on rivals or the news media and his views on sensitive subjects like race give license to extremists. A congressional candidate in Tennessee, for example, edited the Trump campaign slogan, Make America Great Again, to read this way. But his supporters contend Trump's words are often distorted. In any case, the fallout, they told us, is cleansing.
People showed in Britain that they're willing to show up, they're willing to take action, and they want what they want. And they're not going to let a false narrative or threats of being called a bigot or a racist get in the way.